Today from the Ohio Newsroom, two city school districts face the edge of a financial cliff. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Since COVID started, schools across the state have received millions of dollars in federal aid through the Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief Programs, or ESSER. The money helps schools do things like purchase protective equipment, put on summer programming to make up for pandemic learning loss, and hire mental health professionals and counselors. But all that money is about to run out, and schools have to decide what to do without it. Two districts that received more money than most are Cincinnati Public and Cleveland Municipal Schools. Education reporter Zach Carrion from Ohio Newsroom member station WVXU in Cincinnati and Connor Morris from member station IdeaStream Public Media in Cleveland join us now to explain how those districts are dealing with the funding loss. So, Zach, first off, how did Cincinnati Public Schools spend all their money?
Yeah, they spent this largely on staff. So during the pandemic, they really tried to invest in reading and math specialists, also mental health specialists and counselors to kind of help guide students through some of the learning loss they experience. Some of the problems that's creating now is they don't want to eliminate staff as they go through these ESSER cuts. So the money that they put into this from ESSER, they now want to keep, and now they're looking to cut elsewhere because of that.
All right, got it. And Connor, how do Cleveland Municipal Schools compare? Did they spend on similar initiatives?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, they had kind of the largest tranche of money in Ohio because it's in part based on the number of kids living in poverty. There was a lot of things. I mean, they bought laptops so that they can move to like a one-to-one device per student model. There were Wi-Fi hotspots they bought to help families log in. They boosted support services, so they did do some staffing. There's now a nurse in each school. And then they also boosted support for after-school programming and summer programming pretty significantly. That was their kind of main gambit to try to catch students up. Part of the problem that some folks argue is that the district was using this money to pay for staff salaries. And so advocates say, you know, they needed to do that to help relieve the burden on the budget overall from spending on these programs. But folks are saying, you know, if you knew this is one-time money and it's going to, you know, end, then how do we pay for these salaries still?
Well, that leads right into my next point, which is that these funds were always meant to be temporary. And so now that they're going away at the end of this school year, what are Cleveland Municipal Schools going to do?
Yeah, they've got a lot of cuts planned, like $130 million or so called for in the next 2 years. They're cutting support for like 93 after school programs that were, a lot of them were started with this money. There's going to be some cuts at the central office too. They're starting with 25 positions, but it's going to be a lot more severe in a second phase down the road, almost 40 million. So that could be a lot of people losing their jobs.
Is the end of these COVID funds solely to blame here, or is this a symptom of something larger?
This is coming at a time when a lot of districts, I think, were already forecasting they probably would need to go back to voters for a levy in the near future. The other context here is that a lot of school districts are seeing declining enrollment. Some of our majors are Cleveland's. They've seen a pretty significant decline over the years, and they've got like 100 school buildings. And down in Akron, too, they're closing a couple schools, shifting where students go to school to save money, essentially. So there, and that also is tied up in this conversation as well, too, with this loss of money and expenses rising and enrollment declining. It's all related.
That was Ohio Newsroom member station education reporters Connor Morris and Zach Carrion. Tomorrow, we're visiting a much smaller rural school to learn how it's dealing with the loss in funds. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.